Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app, John and Ken on demand. It's the podcast. And you could pick up what you missed, what you already missed so far, with Steve Gregory with fascinating reports out of Maui and how hard the Hawaiian officials are trying to hide what went wrong with their response to the fire and what's been the outcome. You have the Daily Mail saying that it's not 111. It's probably more like almost 500 people that died. So we're going to see which way that goes. And the other story that has we've given a lot of coverage to because it's terrorizing people in Southern California is the smash and grab robberies here in Southern California. Do you know in the last year and a half, and this is from the LA County Sheriff Robert Luna, there's been 170 of these. 170. And this is the complete, utter failure of the progressive justice system. All their stupid ideas that have built upon each other over the last 12 years now. It's been 12 years this since they started emptying the jails, and this is what we have now. 170 smash-and-grab robberies in a year and a half in one county, L.A. County. And one of the latest was Glendale, the Americana brand, the shopping center, the one Rick Caruso owns. He was on with us this week. And they've made their first arrest. It happened late yesterday afternoon. It was announced. Ivan Ramirez, 23-year-old from Los Angeles. Glendale police arrested him. And he's been charged. They stole, he and his buddies, and there were dozens of them, ran off with $400,000 in merchandise. Although, as I'm finding out, they could be one bag, right, Deborah?
But yes, yes, John, yes.
But it was probably dozens of bags in this case.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Now, so Ramirez is the first one to get arrested, and What am I looking at here? If you go to Channel 5, their website, KTLA.com, and if you find this story, they have a color photo of a wanted poster. Brianna Jimenez. It's a woman, although it looks like a girl. I mean, it looks like a young teenage girl and really has a baby face. She's 21. At least that's the age that she's listed at, but she looks much younger. And it's like, so this is the face of the smash and grab robbers in Glendale, huh? Brianna Jimenez. And, you know, everybody's been screaming because, you can't pull back anymore. Everybody's got to be brutally honest. We have dangerously incompetent people running the city and the county. Okay, George Gascon is an absolute menace to civilization. He is as dangerous as any group of thieves, any group of criminals, because he's letting them run around. And Karen Bass is another one. I was telling a friend today, it is amazing how having a quiet demeanor and a smile can fool people, because her attitudes about crime are exactly the same as George Gascon. And the proof is that she had her name and photo on Gascon's campaign site as an endorser. In fact, her name and photo was the first one you saw on the endorsement page. Similarly, Gascon was on stage with Karen Bass when she announced her campaign kickoff when she first ran for mayor. He was there on the stage. So they have no disagreements on this. You know, Bass may be scurrying away from Gascon because he's so toxic, and he might not want to say anything that would damage the reputation of his friend, Karen. But the two of them are bad news. They are disasters, and they're both were supported by really one of the worst media outlets in American history, and that's what's left of the El Segundo Times, which apparently is largely run by a 25-year-old wokeheads. And they destroyed much of the paper. I mean, the paper, I figured out today, is losing losing $1 million a week. Because the owner, Patrick Soon-Shiong, said he lost $50 million last year. So that's roughly $1 million a week. So it's it's almost $200,000 a day. And they've only got a 5% of the subscriber rate as the New York Times. So they've destroyed the paper. It doesn't have much influence anymore. The coverage is largely atrocious, and they basically have four articles. They it's either race, climate change, gender issues, or COVID. It's hard to go a day without being clobbered over the head with all that stuff. But they have an editorial board. And you really, just for hoots, you should go to the their editorial pages and look up this crowd. They're cowardly people. They never put their individual names on the editorials. It's always by the board. And this spreads the blame 14 different ways. Now, I know it's just opinion, and you don't have to read it. I don't think it influences anyone normal, but politicians like to read this stuff because it reinforces how they think. Gascon and Karen Bass get a warm feeling when they open the El Segundo Times and they see that, oh, yes, see, the Times is supporting me. The Times editorial, they think like I think, so I must be right. Well, what they write is, these writers, well, they're not very good. What they do is they fill their editorial by stating the obvious. And so you have to go through a lot of obvious nonsense. Flash mob robberies have been hitting Los Angeles again. These crimes degrade the quality of life, blah, blah, blah. People think twice before entering the store. Observers who would dismiss the problem as minor are off base, right? So you're reading this, it's like, all right, this is reasonable here so far. Investigators are going to keep monitoring social media and look for where the goods are going to the resale markets. But then they take a left turn. They know, even if the rest of us sometimes forget, that flash mob style attacks are not a recent or uniquely California problem. Here is the old look over there strategy. Oh, it's hit Chicago, Houston, Jacksonville, other cities and suburbs around the U.S. for more than a decade. It is especially bad in the cities that have these ridiculous progressive policies. Period. End of story. You're pointing to Chicago? Chicago is an open-air shooting gallery in more ways than one. Between the drugs and all the gunfire. You know, if only 50 people die in Chicago this weekend, that'll be a slow weekend. The LAPD is increasing patrols. But police tactics that were the norm two decades ago and might still make for good TV or a hold on the public imagination are not the key to ending the current wave of robberies. We should be relieved, not disappointed, that the police did not arrive to confront the thieves outside the Nordstrom store or the Yves Saint Laurent outlet or the Nike store or the Kasubi store in La Brea. What do you mean we should be relieved? Relieved? If the police could get there that quickly, they could have arrested them that quickly. And it would be much easier to make a case against them. You ever hear the phrase, caught them red-handed? You'd be able to confiscate their cars, the expensive cars they bought. You'd be able to get all of them at once. You'd be able to recover the merchandise. That is one of the stupidest statements I've ever read in my life. We should be relieved, not disappointed. Because otherwise there could have been a shootout or hostages. Actually, some of these guys deserve a bullet from the police. Because I think eventually you have to scare these characters. Are they going to keep it up? There's no consequences? Well, maybe there ought to be a few consequences. And there wouldn't be a shootout if the robbers obeyed police orders. So we're not supposed to have police show up at crime scenes anymore before the criminals leave because there might be a shootout. Really? No, the criminals are supposed to follow what the police say. And then if they don't, the police have a strategy to deal with that. But you can't let them run amok. That is conceding all the territory to the smash and grab thieves. Then they get to control things. We'll talk more when we come back.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Around the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on Demand, the podcast. You know what we got coming up ahead? We got about a 3 o'clock hour we're going to have, huh? We got John Lewin on, Deputy DA, and he is going to talk about the flash mob robberies that are gripping Los Angeles and the idiocy of George Gascon. And we're also going to have 2 rounds of the Moist Line, and we are going to have a hack in a dumpster. Who just showed up this week as a strong candidate. I was in the middle of giving you this atrocious El Segundo Times nonsense from their editorial. And they were saying that we should be happy that the police did not arrive in time to stop all the thieves at all the shopping centers where we had these robberies. Can you believe that? You have these editorial writers who think it's a good idea if the police don't show up in time to stop a crime. Think about that. Now, of course, they're eventually going to have these smash and grab robberies where these guys have weapons and might kill some of the customers or some of the employees. But I guess none of the wieners on the Times editorial board thinks about that. That if this is a laissez-faire policy officially, then you're going to... In fact, think about this. If the thieves know that the police will never catch them in the act, you are going to get more of this. Every store is going to get cleaned out. Every store will get cleaned out. And eventually, you're going to have some bad guys get overly aggressive and end up hurting or killing the customers and the employees. How could you say it's a good thing that the police don't show up in time? Have you ever thought that? Have you ever seen a criminal situation? Have you ever been scared? What's the first thing you think? Oh, I hope the police get here soon. Don't people call the police immediately? Why do you call immediately? You don't call the next day. You don't call, you know, later that evening. You call immediately. Why? Because you want the police there immediately. You don't go and sleep on it and then call them next thing in the morning, because the sooner they're there, they might be able to stop it. In fact, if they get there soon enough, they'll be able to arrest everybody on site. Now, the Americana thing happened over a week ago. They nabbed one guy already. No, excuse me. They nabbed only one guy. After what? 8, 9, 10 days? One guy? And they have a picture of a second? And the one that they caught has already been released on zero bail? And this is what these idiots, these vegetables on the LA Times editorial board roots for? Listen to this. Then they write, there's a dangerous myth that as a society, we've lost the will or ability to stop this kind of crime. There's a reason that these kinds of robbery schemes come in waves with significant respites in between. Notice how they're always downplaying it. Yeah, there's waves of crimes. But then, you know, in between there are respites. There's calm periods. The perpetrators are caught and punished. The smash-and-grab robberies that struck California during the 2021 holiday season ended with arrests, convictions, and imprisonment. I don't remember that coverage. How many arrests? How many convictions? And are they still in prison? What was the time they got? Because odds are they had zero bail and they got out immediately. Were they convicted? What were they convicted of? Low-level misdemeanors? See, but the LA Times doesn't report on it, so I don't know. I don't have access to the database to figure this out. That's what they're supposed to do. They write, more dangerous still is the utter nonsense, perhaps born of frustration, deep ignorance, or political malice. Oh, yes. It's all those right, crazy right-wingers that live in L.A. Political malice. That some law enforcement leaders and elected officials continue to spout as the supposed underlying reasons for these crimes. They claim that these robberies are the result of criminal justice reform. All that lenience. All those liberals. See, that they're mocking here. All that lenience. All those liberals. Prop 47, which reduced some low-level property crimes from felonies to misdemeanors, zero bail, decriminalization. Ridiculous, they write. These robberies are organized retail thefts and criminal conspiracies. Some of them aggravated assaults and all of them felonies. Prop 47 has nothing to do with them. Right. Because it's the first time these guys have stolen everything, right? It's not like they didn't steal 100 times before and gotten away with it all, because the police don't even show up for the crime, let alone the arrest and the prosecution and the jail. None of it happens anymore. And it creates an anything goes mentality, which makes the thieves become more bold. They don't get jail time. They don't get bail. They don't get felonies charged. Of course it's going to cause a wave. And they're going to decide to expand their business. Why just go out on your own, have one guy steal for you, send 30 guys out? Maybe because of the conspiracy, there are more crimes here. But there's so many now that the police are overloaded. They can't investigate all these crimes. That's why we have a task force all of a sudden. That's why Newsom is sending in the CHP. The bad guys are winning. They have a bigger force. We're losing. It's clear. They wouldn't do this if it wasn't easy. They wouldn't do this if there wasn't a reward. Because again, are any of the smash and grabbers from December 2021 in jail? Why don't we know that? Why don't the El Segundo wokeheads, these precious 25-year-olds, why don't they do a story on what happened to these guys? Geez, I'm sure they all got jobs as bankers and accountants. Nor is there any evidence of anyone arrested for smash and grab being released without bail and repeatedly committing the same crimes. Well, the guy I just told you has already been released. And if he goes and freelances today and steals, he can go to 10 different 7-Elevens or 10 different stores and not commit a felony. He can take $500 here, $800 there, $750 over there. None of them are felonies. Many of them won't be reported. He's going to wear a hoodie. He's going to wear a ski mask. His face is going to be covered. You're not going to be able to catch him, at least not easily. And the police are already overloaded. This is anarchy. These people at the El Segundo Times are anarchists. And they give moral support to these anarchist legislators who want to destroy our quality of life and our sense of well-being and sense of safety. Because they are the kind of progressive socialists that want to upend the United States because they think capitalism should be destroyed. Our entire civilized structure should be destroyed. That's what they really think. Because if you wanted to destroy our civilized structure, what would you do differently? What would these legislators do differently if they didn't want to destroy our sense of safety and well-being? What would they do differently? If you wanted to destroy a society from within, this is exactly what you would do. All right, more coming up. John and Ken Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, we have the John and Ken On Demand podcast. You could listen to what you missed. Coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to have John Lewin on, the deputy DA here in L.A. County, and he is going to discuss the smash-and-grab robberies and responses of George Gascon and Karen Bass. And Gavin Newsom now sending the CHP down here to Los Angeles. Not to give you speeding tickets, though. Supposedly, they're going to help out with the smash-and-grab investigation. And along these lines, have you ever heard of bipping and boosting?
No.
Eric, Hero, you're on top of all the latest slang.
You should have seen my face when you said those two words. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't
about.
Know what bipping and boosting is? That's when you smash a car window and drive away with the stuff.
Oh, come on, Eric. You've done that.
Whoa, Oak. That's quite the accusation, Deborah.
that's your crowd.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, my crowd. Okay.
San Francisco. I don't believe this number. I had to like double and triple check this. They have had 1,670 car break-ins in the last 30 days. In the last 30 days. That's just not possible. There have been 10,000 car thefts so far this year. And we described briefly, there's a video going around. One of the TV stations just happened. You can just casually drive around town and you are going to run into car thefts right in front of your eyes. People say that all the time is you just walk around, drive around. You do it for, you know, a couple of days. You're going to see a car theft because there were 1,670 a month. And so KTVU TV was driving around looking for news and they found news. Two guys in a car, one drove the car, the other jumped out and would look in the windows of parked vehicles and then smash the window and pull out whatever they could pull out and then move on. Sometimes it would be the next car, sometimes another half block, sometimes they'd make a left or right turn. This happened in Fisherman's Wharf. Now, Fisherman's Wharf is, a nice section. That's the tourist section. And when I've been in San Francisco recently, North Beach, which is nearby and also really nice, that's where all the great Italian restaurants are, those were untouched by the drug addicts, vagrants, and mental patients. But now, this was the scene at Fisherman's Wharf. The bippers and boosters. One SUV even had someone sitting in the back seat when the windows were smashed. And the thief stole the victim's bag while he was sitting there in the back seat. Or maybe it was a woman. I don't know. And Lieutenant Tracy McCray told the New York Post that the technique is known in the area as bipping and boosting. The sidewalks, some of them are glistening and sparkling with all the glass from the busted windows. Lieutenant McCray said they're broken into left and right. McCray is the president of the San Francisco Police Officers Federation, and she was the victim of one of these crimes. She was visiting a relative at a hospital. She parked for less than a half hour. Car was broken into. This leads us to Gavin Newsom, because there was a long, long story in Politico today. Gavin Newsom's future hinges on San Francisco. Newsom is so desperate to run for president. And I think if Biden falls over for good, which could happen any minute. Man, did you see him today at this summit with the South Korean leader and the Japanese leader? And they held a public speech with a press conference. I was just standing here in the hallway looking at the video monitor. There was no sound. CNN was carrying it live. And he had this squinty look. He looked like he had bad indigestion. I mean, he was like sucking on a prune. He looked ill.
Come on, man.
It's just not good. And it's hot and humid in Washington, D.C. They were at Camp David. It's in Maryland, but it's hot and humid, and he's standing there, and he just looked sick.
Not a joke.
Newsom, you know, used to be the San Francisco mayor, and if he wants to run for president, he knows San Francisco's going to sink him. So he's now taken over almost as, it says, a quasi-city executive.
Period, full stop.
In other words, he's kind of taken over as the mayor of San Francisco again. He says, I feel like I'm being pulled back to being mayor. Because he knows, even Politico, which is a left-wing politics site, It's a political liability, they say. And he sent in CHP to target fentanyl trafficking. And as we were told a little while ago, yeah, they got 2 million fentanyl pills. But are the fentanyl dealers being sent to prison? No, you can't get the legislature to even toughen up the laws to send him to prison. And he says, I'm mindful of the critics, and I'm one of them, that we can be doing more and better. I'm mindful that as governor, I can't do it all. But the buck stops here. And ultimately, I'm going to be held to account. Well, the city is a disaster because of the politics that Newsom believes in. There's nothing he can do if he doesn't change the philosophy. And he's got to change the philosophy of the San Francisco mayor, the supervisors, the assembly, and the state senate. You look what they've done. They have completely, absolutely dismantled the entire system. It's been a 12-year incremental step-by-step process, and now it's in ruins. And we warned you this 12 years ago. I'll give this to the progressives. They're kind of like the Chinese Communist Party. You might have a 100-year plan, but they're patient with it. They know the public is not going to swallow a gigantic, drastic package of change. So they just nibble a little bit every day, a little bit more and a little bit more. Can you imagine running for president, knowing the way the rest of the country is, much of the rest of the country, and how do you survive 24-hour San Francisco open-air drug market political ads against you? How do you survive that? I mean, I can't believe the nation would be that stupid. I mean, we have a stupid country right now. But electing Gavin Newsom after you saw a few minutes of San Francisco. All right, more coming up. John and Ken Show.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 3 o'clock, we're going to have John Lewin on. And he is going to, he's LA County Deputy DA, and he's going to carry on about the smash and grab robbery spree that's going on and Gascon and Karen Bass's role in creating this atmosphere. This is a really bizarre story. There is a 750-foot tall building in Manhattan called the Deutsche Bank Center. And a lot of celebrities owned apartments there, like Gisele Bündchen and Jay-Z. And a guy somehow got to the top of the Deutsche Bank Center in his pajamas, and then he jumped. And he plunged right through the front of the Mandarin Oriental Hotel. And he hit the marquee. Now, you want to hear what happened to him?
Sure.
He split in half.
Oh, God.
He jumped off. That's why I set up this whole story.
He split in half?
Yeah. He jumped and he hit the marquee of the hotel.
Oh, God. Did you watch?
I have not seen this. Usually Ray goes looking for videos on this stuff. And
you just can't.
Have you ever seen Ray's collection of video sites?
No, but I can imagine.
Yeah. Okay.
Beheadings and all that kind of stuff.
That kind of stuff.
A lot of sexual stuff.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen the sex stuff. I've seen his violence collection. The marquee cut him in half. There was an arm found across the street.
Oh God, no. That's not funny.
That is not funny. Its apartment sell for $19 million.
Ooh, I'd move out.
He was wearing pajama bottoms, a T-shirt, and slippers. They don't think he was a guest at the hotel, which is on top of the 19 floors. Well, it's the top 19 floors. I guess below that is the apartments.
Was he sleepwalking?
Somebody pushed him?
Doesn't say he was sleepwalking or that he was pushed. This might have been his plan. And this is a ritzy neighborhood here. And glass and debris could be seen around the body, which lay on the street. The building used to host CNN's newsrooms. So that's...
Did they gather all the body pieces? Parts?
I don't know. I don't know. You have a lot of questions.
Well, I do, because I certainly wouldn't want to be finding anything. I was walking around.
Another crazy story here. A United Airlines pilot. His name is Kenneth Jones. I guess he'd landed his plane and he was going to go home. And he was in the employee parking lot at Denver Airport. And he was stuck in a line that wasn't moving. It's one of those situations, I guess, where the employees of the airport have a card. And you wave the card, mm-hmm. and the wooden bar goes up.
Kind of like us.
Kind of like what here. We have, right? We have cards. And you know you're done when you wave your card and it doesn't beep and the arm doesn't go up. And
you're no longer an employee.
Yeah, maybe they don't want me here anymore. So Jones got sick of standing in line. And I guess he carries an axe with him because he pulled out an axe.
This is the pilot?
This is the pilot.
Oh, God.
A United Airlines pilot. I'm taking United soon. I don't want this guy.
Oh, yeah. A pilot and anger management or anger issues, not a good mix.
See, there were six cars in line at each of the three gates, and I guess it wasn't moving. And so Jones got his axe out, and then he whacked the lowered arm 23 times. 23 times he whacked it until it fell off. Then an airport worker runs up and tries to wrestle the axe away from Jones. Then another employee comes, and they finally disarm him, and he gets arrested by police. He continued fighting everybody, but they'd taken the axe away.
Did he have the axe when he was flying the plane?
I don't know. I would these days, though, if I was a pilot.
I know. But he sounds a little the way temperamental.
Yeah, well, you know, you get frustrated because you leave parking lots, parking garages. People don't know what to do to pay.
I get that. I 100% get that. I just don't think that I would take it. First of all, I wouldn't be carrying an axe. And second of all, I don't think I'd be that pissed off that I'd be hitting something 23 times with an axe. But that's just me.
I don't think you could wave an axe.
Probably not. No. But that's beside the point.
I don't think you could pick it up. Now, this guy is qualified to fly Boeing 767s and 757s. The thing is, if he had this mental breakdown moment while he's flying the plane.
Exactly.
See, but he said that apparently airport administrators admit that there have been issues at the lot because a lot of employees don't have the proper permits. So I guess they don't have the card that opens the gate.
That's frustrating. I get that.
And sometimes you just want to take your axe out, which is why you don't carry an axe or a gun, right?
Exactly.
Because we'd all be shooting.
Oh, if I had a gun in my car, let me tell you, I'd be locked away for good.
That's why I thought you'd identify with the story.
Yes. Yeah. But I also don't fly planes.
John Lewin's coming on with us, Deputy DA. And he's had to work under Gascon for the last 2.5 years, and he's very blunt about what life has been like, and he's going to talk about the smash and grab robberies. Hey, they caught one guy in Glendale, but they already let him go. Zero bail. Yeah. Nothing gets them to change their policies. Nothing.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network,
available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.